so nice. Fruity OJ Cold and Away. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages. Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM menu.
With a real feel of 20 degrees Celsius, it's currently 19 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM menu. That's 12 hours today, Friday the 22nd of May 2026. The headline: Peter Chanda withdraws from presidential race. Three men deny giving false information over missing private parts claim. And U.S. sanctions a Tanzanian police official over torture of rights activists.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And other news in detail. New Congress Party NCP President Pastor Peter Chanda has withdrawn from the forthcoming presidential race despite having met all the conditions set by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. In a statement, NCP Information and Publicity Chairperson Erasmus Musonda said the move reflects what he described as calls from peace-loving Zambians, urging political parties to unite and present a credible alternative in the upcoming elections. He has indicated that Pastor Chanda will soon hold a press conference to formally announce his withdrawal and provide details on the alliance he intends to join. Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission of Zambia says the filing of nominations for the presidential, national assembly and local government elections is progressing smoothly across the country despite isolated cases of confusion and violence reported in some areas. The filing process for presidential candidates at the Mulungushi International Conference Center in Lusaka is underway, with the Democratic Union President Akin Njovu currently filing his nomination papers ahead of the August 13th general election. Mr. Njovu, who has already gone through the electronic capturing process, is awaiting submission of his affidavit and accompanying documents before Electoral Commission of Zambia Chairperson Mangala Zalomi. And new Focus Party President Richard Siamunene is also at the center, awaiting commencement of the filing process. Others expected to file in their nominations include UPND presidential candidate and incumbent president Hagainde Hichilema. In a related development, nominations for the Lusaka district mayoral seat rather are underway at the Civic Center, with candidates submitting their nomination papers ahead of the August elections. Some of the candidates expected to file nominations include independent candidate Lusaka lawyer Simon Mila, as well as representatives from the UPND, Socialist Party, Citizens First and Resolute Party, among others. Independent candidate Simon Mila is currently filing in his nomination papers at the Civic Center. The Electoral Commission of Zambia yesterday postponed nominations for the mayoral seat following reports that two UPND aspiring candidates have been issued adoption certificates for the same position. Meanwhile, former Kalingalinga Ward 36 councillor Mukube Sanyoni was today blocked by police from entering the nomination center at Kalingalinga Primary School, where he intended to file in his nomination papers despite not being adopted by the ruling UPND. Mr. Nyoni, who is seeking to contest the Ward 36 seat in Kalingalinga, was denied access to the center as tensions rose among party cadres gathered at the venue. Some UPND cadres have vowed not to allow him to enter the nomination center until the officially adopted UPND candidate had successfully filed in his nomination papers. Meanwhile, adopted UPND aspiring candidate Comrade Chambala was by press time filing in his nomination papers at the same center under the party ticket. And the National Revolution Party, United Party NRPUP aspiring councillor for Ward 36, Jackson Muya, successfully filed in his nomination papers at Kalingalinga Primary School. Speaking shortly after filing in his nomination, Mr. Muya pledged to improve sanitation and clean up the ward once elected into office. Now, three men who allegedly claimed that their private parts had disappeared on March 22nd, 2026, have pleaded not guilty before the Lusaka Magistrates Court on charges of giving false information to a public officer. The accused, Justin Banda, 31, of Garden House, Alfred Mende, of New Kasama Township, and Benny Kasongo, 21, also of New Kanyama, are alleged to have reported to police that their private pass had been stolen. According to court documents, the accused allegedly made the report to Detective Inspector Kazembe at Lusaka Central Police Station, informing information which the state says they knew or believed to be false. It is alleged that on March 22nd in Lusaka, the trio, jointly and while acting together, gave false information to a police officer at Lusaka Central Police Station that their private parts had been stolen, information they knew or believed to be false. The accused persons appeared before Magistrate Martin Namushi, who adjourned the matter to June 24th, 2026, for commencement of trial. In more news this afternoon, the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, says it has digitally processed more than 12.5 million claims since its establishment 6 years ago. NIMA Director General Dr. Michael Njapau said the authority currently processes over 200,000 claims every month, reflecting the scale at which the scheme is supporting access to health care services. Speaking during the opening of a media training workshop in a speech read on his behalf by Director of Health Insurance Services, Perpetuo Kalowe, Dr. Njapao said NIMA has now grown to over 5.8 million members from both the formal and informal sectors, demonstrating the growing confidence citizens have in the national health insurance scheme. He said that the media plays a critical role in helping the public understand health insurance by clarifying misinformation, promoting awareness and amplifying the voices and experiences of citizens.
NIMA has grown to over 5.8 million members, comprising both formal and informal sectors, demonstrating the growing confidence that Zambians have in the National Health Insurance Scheme. In addition, ladies and gentlemen, NIMA currently processes over 200,000 claims every month, reflecting the scale at which the scheme is supporting access to healthcare services across the country. Today, since its inception in the last 6 years, NIMA has digitally processed more than 4.5 million claims.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association has disclosed that the sector currently exports between 3,000 and 5,000 tons of refined cooking oil to the Democratic Republic of Congo each month. Speaking to Hot FM News, Association Executive Director Dr. Aubrey Chibumba said exports to the DRC have increased since last year. Dr. Chibumba said this development is crucial in boosting foreign exchange earnings and supporting the stability of the Kwacha. He has added that the exports have also played a key role in contributing to the growth of the country's overall export performance.
The exports of refined oil have been creeping up throughout the year from last year. I think we must be doing somewhere between 3,000 to 5,000 tons a month now of exports to the DRC. But the other also significant development is that, you know, we are also exporting a lot more soybeans. And this is on the back of very low demand domestically for soybeans, coupled with, you know, all these low potentials that have happened.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The U.S. has sanctioned a senior Tanzanian police official over allegations linked to the torture and sexual assault of East African rights activists Boniface Mwangi and Agatha Alkari last year. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the State Department had designated Faustin Mafuele based on credible information that he was involved in gross violations of human rights. Tanzania's Foreign Affairs Minister Mahmoud Kombo told the BBC that the government was yet to receive the formal designation which bans Mafuele from entering the U.S. The BBC has more on other stories.
The Prime Minister, the Democratic Republic of Canada, has told the BBC that the source material